USA News Update. Is college loan forgiveness unfair? At today's Supreme Court hearing, Justice Neil Gorsuch explored the idea.
People who paid their loans and people who are not eligible for loans in the first place. And that $500 billion is being diverted to one group of favored persons over others.
U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued the HEROES Act, designed to mitigate the effects of COVID, makes it legal, and states trying to stop it have no standing because those states are not harmed by the action. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's facing an uphill battle to keep her job. The last polls before today's election show her trailing one of her eight challengers. If nobody wins 50% today, there'll be a runoff in April. A new report says 60% of us in the USA say we're living paycheck to paycheck, but that's slightly fewer than said so in Lending Club's survey a year ago. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.